In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Today is the busiest travel day of the year, with people heading home after a Thanksgiving spent with family and friends. KYW Sheriday Howard spoke with passengers at Philly International.
It was great. No problems.
Cold here sucks.
That's Jackie and Emily, both returning to Philly from their Thanksgiving holidays in Florida. Now, they both said travel from checkpoint to baggage claim was easy breezy. And yes, it's cold in Philly, but despite the anticipated storms across the Midwest on the busiest travel day of the year.
Yeah, that's how great it flew. No problems with our flew Frontier, and it was awesome.
And John, who's traveling to see friends in South Jersey, was surprised at the large crowds, but says they moved faster than he expected.
It was packed. Boarded our flight at 4 a.m., so it wasn't too busy at the airport. I mean, we walked right through security. Not even a five-minute wait time, so...
And Scott was making his way to South Philly and wanted to get ahead of the weather, so he made a plan to travel early.
Yeah, I did it. I got there before the crowd. I paid for it because I stayed up all night.
So with the weather conditions in the Midwest expecting to complicate matters for travelers, be sure to check your flight status before heading out and check TSA's list of foods you can bring if you plan on packing any of those leftovers. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
With about 7,700 delays and cancellations nationwide, delays also showing up at Philly International, the tracker site FlightAway is recording anywhere from 115 delays to 150 an hour. A man was hurt in a car crash in South Philadelphia this morning. Police say the collision happened just after 3 o'clock along Passyunk Avenue near South 23rd Street. The man taken to the hospital, no word on his condition. Images from the scene show a car flipped over onto its side in the middle of the road, the cause under investigation. SEPTA says in the coming months it will be offering riders more reliable information about when their next bus or train will arrive. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
SEPTA commuters have long lamented a lack of accurate real-time information on how long they'll have to wait for their ride to pull up. Transit advocate John Geeding said as much to the SEPTA board this month.
Displaying more real-time information about the existing schedules, I think, is one of the easier ways to improve riders' experience and rebuild ridership, and to give transit-curious people more information about when the bus comes and where it goes.
SEPTA's Chief Technology Officer Elisa Cunningham said the challenge has been delivering information that's consistent on SEPTA's website, its app, and on station signs.
Within the next 3 to 6 months, we will be looking at potentially rolling out additional signage, but you should start seeing incremental improvements to real-time data that you see actually displayed on the signs.
She said earlier this year, SEPTA formed a data team to tackle the complex task of aggregating information from a variety of vehicles to generate reliable arrival times. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A woman was wounded after two Philadelphia police officers shot her this morning in North Philly.
Police say it was just after 4 a.m. when the pair located a 35-year-old woman holding a gun to her head along West Erie Avenue near North 9th Street and Hunting Park. The woman fled from the officers after being tased while they were chasing her. Police say she pointed her gun at them, prompting them to shoot her several times. She was taken to the hospital, is listed in critical condition. The officers weren't hurt. They are on administrative duty now as the shooting is investigated. The woman has been charged with aggravated assault and weapons offenses. New Jersey lawmakers advancing a bill that would study the impact of having therapy dogs in schools. KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has details.
In an effort to improve mental health of students, this bill would launch a pilot program at several schools to study the effects of therapy dogs interacting with students. The bill was up for debate at the Assembly Health Committee, and Michelle Pick from Rowan University's Pet Family Therapy Program says the dogs can help reduce anxiety and improve academic performance.
Research confirms these outcomes, and interactions with dogs lower heart rate, blood pressure, stress hormones, while also boosting confidence and motivation.
The bill received committee approval, and it was already passed in the state Senate earlier this year. If the full assembly votes in favor, it'll be sent over to the governor's desk for a signature. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.